Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Good to be back with you. Cardinal baseball coming your way today with a 2:20 first pitch from Wrigley Field. We just got off the phone with John Mozeliak for the final time, and now we hop on with Bernie Miklas, who joins us on KMOX. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Tom Ackerman. I texted you the 2-3 minutes ago, said I really, really enjoyed the interview with John Mozeliak. So, and if I could just say this, you haven't asked a question, but can I just say this? And I was telling producer Drew Young this. So many of us, including me, you know, so I'm putting my hand up because I'm prominent in that group because I've had a public, you know, a public media platform. We've spent so much time sort of beating on John Mozeliak the last 2-3 years, right? And listen, a lot of mistakes were made. We don't have to rehash that. But we spent so much time beating up on the end, which was, you know, three years in a row without making the playoffs, some things in decline, all that. Okay. Granted, we've all discussed that a million times. I think we forget to remember and acknowledge and appreciate all of the great things he did when he was here, you know, and it's really kind of unfair. And I'm going to, you know, I've sort of written about that. I may write about it again because his whole body of work is outstanding. No matter what anybody says, the facts speak for themselves. Yes, it didn't end well. But what about the first 15 years that came before the last 3 years? What, they don't matter? Come on.
Right. And you know, he has, when it's all said and done, a body of work that is going to be highly regarded. Not many of these end well like you want, you know. So he,
right.
And he ended up not getting fired either. I mean, he ended up being able to go out kind of on his terms, which I'm sure he's pleased.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's no way for me to research this in any short time, but I would say in the modern era, I'm not talking about the 1940s, 50s, 60s, whatever. I'm talking about the, since maybe start of the 1990s, mid 90s, you know, how many guys who were either general manager, president of baseball operations or the both survive, you know, last 18 years. I mean, a lot of them just get run off because they screw up a lot early on or whatever. But, you know, if Mo screwed up, which some things were, he'd be the first to tell you. That happened at the end of his tenure. But, I mean, my goodness, as much as I love and revere Walt Jocketty, which I do, you know, when John, comparing their time of running things, right, you know, John Mozeliak, you know, he had more years than Jocketty in the job, but John Mozeliak made the playoffs at a higher percentage of rate than Walt Jocketty. They both won 2 pennants. They both won a World Series. They both won, their teams won 6 division titles. Mo had three losing seasons in 18 years. Walt Jocketty, and again, I revere Walt Jocketty. Walt Jocketty had 4 losing seasons, one more than Mo in 13 years. And that was with Tony La Russa as the manager, right? You look at their postseason records, pretty similar. You know, you look at the overall winning percentage when they were running the Cardinals, regular season. John Mozeliak, 541, Walt Jocketty, 535. With Mo as the president of baseball operations, only, you know, starting in 2008, only the Yankees and the Dodgers won more postseason games in Major League Baseball. In the NL Central, the Cardinals under Mo had 3 losing seasons. The rest of the division, those teams had 41 losing seasons. You know, If I'll shut up after this about it. I just want to drive home the point because I really enjoyed that interview. And it got me reflecting on Mo. Here is a partial list of players John Mozeliak brought to this organization. The first two were as the director, the scouting director and draft director. Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, Matt Holliday, David Freese, Lance Berkman, Carlos Beltran, Jason Hayward, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, John Lackey, Rafael Furcal, that 2011 trade that brought in Edwin Jackson, who was huge stretch, plus Octavio Dotel, Mark Szczepanski. He brought in Jake Westbrook. Again, that's a partial list. There's more. They don't win. That 2011 team and that 2013 team, John Mozeliak's fingerprints, his stamp were all over those teams. It's not like he was along for the ride. I mean, the Cardinals were dead before he made all those trades near the deadline in 2011. They were dead. And that's just, many examples. Plus his ability to work, to bring that division together after all the infighting with Jeff Luhnow and the Walt Jocketty people. He healed that organization. Everyone started working on the same page. And listen, when Jocketty was fired, Tony La Russa not only lost a very, very close confidant and someone who was crucial to La Russa's success.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he lost a really great friend, right? And here comes John Mozeliak, who was, largely unproven, taking over Walt's job. And yet, Mo made that relationship work. He made it work great. And one of the reasons is he understood that Tony La Russa is one of the greatest managers ever, and Tony La Russa's input should be appreciated. And it never became any kind of power struggle. It never became anything. It was Mo found a way, no matter what, no matter how many times, Tony pushed, because he pushed everybody, which is good. Mo never let it get ugly, never let himself sort of fall into the combative mode, always found a way to calm Tony down, calm the relation down, and just keep moving forward. He did a terrific job overall in the 18 years. The body of work is outstanding, and we should remember that, and we should also realize he is a Cardinal Hall of Famer himself, and I hope Bill DeWitt Jr. and Bill DeWitt III give him that red jacket soon because he deserves it. And people are right now, I can hear them. Being soft on Mo. No, I'm not. I'm looking at the 18 years as an entire body of work, which is what you're supposed to do when someone who has been part of this organization for so long. You're supposed to step back and look at the entire body of work.
Bernie Miklas is with us. He made three managerial hires, Mike Matheny, Mike Schilt, Ollie Marmol. All of them won division titles at some point or another. All of them ended up falling a little bit, and Ollie most recently. But I did see Ollie going out with a fight yesterday, and I wanted to wrap up with this for you. So let me set it up for fans who didn't notice. But bottom of the eighth, Cubs are up 7-3. Michael Busch hit two home runs, a double and a triple. The Cardinals decided they're done with all of that. They decide to intentionally walk Busch. Now, he was a single away from the cycle. The fans went absolutely bonkers at Wrigley. They hated it. Ollie kind of smirked and said, I like that response. Your thoughts on what Ollie did yesterday?
I was a little surprised that this has created, such a hullabaloo in Chicago, but also like kind of national media chiming in on it. And I don't know whether Major League Baseball has now gotten really, really soft, you know, where, you know, the competitive drive is there, but maybe everyone's trying to like be more friendly or something. They had a chance. They had a chance to still win the game. And I remind everyone, the Cardinals had 39 comeback wins this season, maybe another one today. They were in the top six or seven in comebacks all year long. It's one of the reasons why they were able to hang in there as long as they did. So this is a team known, despite its flaws, having a tremendous volume of comeback wins. It's a 7-3 game. You got a very dangerous hitter coming up. You knew you have a much better chance of getting the next guy out. So you intentionally walk them. In other words, you're going to give your chance. You're going to give your team, even if the odds are against it, you're going to give your team a chance to win, as they've done so many times when they're behind late in games. And with all due respect to Michael Bush, I think it's great that he had a chance to hit for the cycle. I'm sorry, was he going for a four home run game? I mean, was he like about to break like a Billy Williams record or Ernie Banks record? Okay, he had a chance to hit for a cycle. Not exactly a crime against humanity by doing what's best for your team because you still thought they had a chance to win. And in the ninth inning, they loaded the bases and they did have a chance to win. So I'm confused. What is so bad or deplorable about what Ollie Marmol did yesterday? In my mind, nothing is bad about it. He's fighting for his team.
I love the little bit of spice in what will simmer through the offseason in a Cubs rivalry. That's exactly what you want. Bernie, let me lay this out for people this week. And of course, we are going to hit you up for your participation in all of this. But I want to let people know we have about a minute to go. Here's what we're going to do. Tomorrow, John Mozeliak has a new news conference at Busch Stadium. We will carry that live. I will anchor from Busch Stadium on what is the Gas House Gang. We're going to get your input, certainly, on Tuesday. Your regular stop for the Gas House Gang is what we're going to do is go a little earlier. So we're going to go live coverage Tuesday of Chaim Bloom's press conference at 10 a.m. And then following that, we're going to get as many people to chime in as possible. Chris Ranji, you, me, Matt Pauly will be on site at Busch Stadium. I'm certain Kevin Wheeler will be involved in some way, shape, or form, but we will analyze the Chaim Bloom news coverage, which I expect to be a lengthy one. We'll carry it on KMOX. So looking forward to all that.
It's a hugely important news conference because he's got to set the tone immediately. I just appreciate KMOX and you for allowing me to be a part of this. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, we love you. It's great to have you on the team and in the family, as always. Thanks for the time. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll catch up with you real soon.
You take care, Tom.
Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX. Thanks for joining us. Cardinal baseball comes your way at 125.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.